Joshua chapter 14 this morning in your Bibles. Joshua chapter 14. Caleb was a man who led by example and modeled the expectations of God continuing to do great things in his life because of whose he was. Joshua chapter 14, let's begin reading in verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Let me just say this. If you wanted an easy shift in life, you wouldn't have chosen Mount Hebron. It's where the Anakims, it's where the giants were. But that's what Caleb wanted. Verse 13. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Perhaps you have heard of Robert Browning married Elizabeth Barrett Browning. You remember that? He wrote this. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made. Youth shows but half. Trust God, nor be afraid. I want to speak to your hearts this morning on the dignity of growing older. 5 ways I want to encourage you this morning. First of all, grow old, encouraged by your God. God is so positive about the process of aging. Some of his kindest words and most encouraging words are for those who are growing older and know it. Everybody is growing older. Some have not a clue. I want you to go with me to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. And let's begin reading in verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. I wish you would have left this part out. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Now go back to the book of Job, chapter 12. Job, chapter 12. And verse 12 says this: with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. Now Job 32 and verse 7. Job 32, verse 7. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Those are just a few of a Bible full of scriptures that honor people who are growing older, because God understands the dignity and wisdom of your years. Society may not always understand your worth, but God always does, and he says so often in his wonderful word. God seems to say, live your life and forget your age. You understand that on the day that God buried Moses, Moses went to the top of Mount Nebo, met with the Lord. He died, and God buried him somewhere there. You understand that Mount Nebo, I looked it up on Google this morning. It's 2,631 feet. And on the day he died, Moses went to the top of Mount Nebo. Live until you die. Leave the future to God. Live so that people never think of your age. They just think that you are a great person. God says, I am on your side. Grow old, encouraged by God. Second of all, grow old, accepting your age. Your worth to God in this world has nothing to do with how old you are. Moses was 80 when God brought him back to Egypt to lead Israel home to the promised land. Most of his exploits were accomplished after he was 80. Abraham was 75 years old when God called him to become the father of a great group of people. And when he left the Ur of the Chaldees, he was 75 years old. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Sarah was 90. The hero of our text, Caleb, was 85 years old when he said, give me this mountain, this difficult place to conquer. I'm up for the task. I'm strong. I'm not done with my life. One of the distinguishing qualities about Caleb was he was just the same all his life. He didn't get old and gripey. He was just the same great person as when he was younger. For the first 80 years of his life, what we know about it, he walked beside Moses, one of the greatest men that ever lived, and he was just willing to stand beside his preacher and love him and help him and be positive for him. He was a man always useful for God, and now he's 85. And he says to Joshua, I want that mountain. And why not you? you're not that old. Tina is saying, no, I'm not, you are. Aging doesn't and shouldn't change the person that you are. It didn't, Caleb. Some great things are true of you now. First of all, you're smarter than you've ever been. If you continue reading and meeting new people and being creative and doing your own thinking, you will be smarter than you have ever been in your life. Second of all, you're tougher than you've ever been because you realize better than anyone else, life is not easy. It's not fair. You can't control much of all that happens. You've lost a loved one along the way, but life went on. Let me just say this, get tough, but don't get bitter, okay? Your love deepens. You're more secure in your relationships. You've been married a long time, and you love her more than you ever have. You come alive more spiritually as you get older. The last 10 years of my mother's life after my dad had died, she grew in grace incredibly. And why shouldn't you? You have more time to read the Word. You have more time to pray. You have more time to serve. Tina's grandmother was such a wonderful prayer warrior. She lived just short of 101, but the last years of her life, she just prayed. You enjoy Sunday more. Listen to Dr. Gray for just a minute. Keep active. Walk around your neighborhood or walk the mall. Exercise. Take vitamins and minerals. You'll feel better. Your body will function better if you will do that. And then develop new interests. Don't sit around bored. Laugh a lot. Proverbs says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Laugh. Third, grow old, loved by your family. Exodus 20 and verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and that thy days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Sue Newman's Christmas card this year was Sue surrounded by her family that loves her. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, grandparents are to take what they have learned and teach them to their grandchildren. Grandkids and grandparents are natural allies against those parents. So give them lots of time together. I hope my daughter is listening. Make time for those kids to hug Papa's neck. Fourth, grow old, respected by your church. It is our job as a church to love and respect the seniors. God told us to do it. We want to do it. We want to be better at it than we have ever been. Go back to Leviticus chapter 19. And I know the church is not founded yet. We're going to get there in a minute. Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19 and look at verse 32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. The hoary head just means people who have gray hair. That's what that's talking about. And honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, God help us to do that. Now I want you to go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And look at verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and he giveth grace to the humble. We are to honor the older people. Last of all, grow old, secure in Jesus Christ. Psalm 116, verse 15, the Bible says this: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What could mean more to us than that? That when it comes time for us to lay our burdens down, it is a precious thing to Almighty God when he takes us home. I know that God loves you, and I want to love you better, and this church wants to love you better. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we are indeed thankful for older people. When we were young, for the older people that took time for us and put their arm around us and said, listen, I'm praying for you. And gave us counsel. And so much of the counsel that they gave to us was just a living letter of themselves, how they reacted and how they loved the Lord and loved other people and loved the lost. Oh, Father, help us to do it. Help us always to think about ways that we can be a blessing to those folks at church. And then, dear Father, give us a heart for lost people where we can go and talk to them about their need of a Savior. Father, we understand. We have come to understand this very, very well. You don't go to heaven because you're good. And you don't go to hell because you're bad. You go to heaven because we accept Christ as our personal Savior, and people die in their sins and go to hell because they reject your Son as their Savior. Oh, Father, help us to articulate that to people. Thank you, Father, for the cross where your Son loved us and redeemed us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.